Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's Jeff Orlowski and the franchise, Tim Allen.
All right, it is a final in a wild one in L.A. against the Angels, and the results are not good. An 11-8 loss for the Crew in Game 2, and welcome, everybody, the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen and company, Jeff Orlowski is here, Sam Schmitz is here, and a Brewers a game that was, okay, it was entertaining. I'll give you that. I'll definitely give you that. It was long. It was entertaining. I don't know, disappointing. I'll describe the game to you as we move along here. But, man, oh, man, there's one thing that, well, there's a number of things that bother me in and around the game of baseball, and we'll get to one of them that really is either at the top of the list or very near the top of the list. In this game, that bothers me, and the Brewers need to correct it. And it's early. We can say that through 12 games at 8-4 after the loss. It is early. I mean, it's not early in the night. It's really late. But it's early in the season.
That's right.
So there are some corrective courses that the Brewers are going to have to take to remedy some of this stuff. And you know, pitching, you're going to have to pitch better, man. That's just, I don't know how else to dice that and slice, continue to pitch like this.
Yeah, it was ugly. You know, Peralta got lit up right out of the gate, 6 in the first. And, you know, I know a lot of them were not rocket shots, but, you know, you only go 3 1/3. You're putting a lot of pressure on that bullpen.
It does, and it doesn't allow a lot for error. I mean, they got to come in and they have to be lights out while the offense digs out of a hole that's being dug. I don't necessarily have a huge problem in Freddy Peralta's outing. I know he gave up 6 hits, 6 runs in the first inning. And that's not the biggest problem that you should have in a game like this. Those types of half innings are going to happen, especially with a young player. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that, you know, Burns and Woody have an outing just like that. I mean, I think Woody did have an outing like that last year. But it wouldn't surprise me if two of the three younger guys have a game like this in Woodruff and Burns. So that wasn't a huge deal. Huge deal was hold and serve and settling things down in that mound. And we're seeing why Yasmani Grandal is an $18 million player. Man, that guy is on fire.
Yeah.
Offensively. Yeah. Defensively, we're seeing how he can have days like he had in the NLCS last year. We're seeing that.
Yeah, there was a couple that he should have blocked that allowed runners to move up that got by him. But when you're swinging the stick like he is now, it's hard to – you know, it's hard to get him out of the lineup. You know, 3-for-4 today, 3 driven in. So the bottom of the Brewers lineup just continues to produce lately.
Scorching.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But, you know, the middle of their lineup is completely lost.
Yeah, you're up late with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. A very quick game, about 4 hours. That was quick. This whole pace of play thing, that is just – it's kind of a joke, but nonetheless, I applaud the effort from Rob Manfred. There's one simple solution to pace of play. It's called the pitch clock, and it's called you hold them to it. I've been saying it for years. It's the only way. It's the only way that it's going to be a little bit quicker. Hey, there were some good things that happened in this game. There were some really bad things that happened in this game as well, namely Travis Shaw. And I don't believe that we have seen Travis Shaw struggle to the extent that he's doing right now.
No.
0 for his last 8 was 7 strikeouts. He does have a walk in there. Good for you, Travis. 0 for 8 was 7 strikeouts in this series. Those are crazy bad numbers. We'll go over our game recap in just a little bit here. 799-1250. There's one thing that really bugs me in the game of baseball, and it happened in tonight's game, and it just really is. It's the one thing among others, yes, but it's the one thing toward the top of the list. What is it for you? I mean, and you really can't. You can't put across the board on this. It's different for different baseball fans. It's different for different Brewers fans. That, you know, it just bothers you. Whatever it is, it could be a guy stepping out of the box and tightening up his batting gloves. That just gets you. I could totally relate with that. I don't think it's toward the top of my list, but it might be for your list. There's one thing, and it was happening in this game, that just I don't have a bit of patience over. 414-799-1250. Before we get to the game recap, let's go with Matt. Matt, your reaction, 11-8, Brewers fall in game 2. Suddenly they've lost 3 of 4, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be doing that little bit of that same talking point again. You got those two guys out there, and last night, I was watching Fox Sports 1, and he had a guy urging the Cubs to go get Kimbrel, if nothing else, despite the Brewers, and kind of undercut us a bit there.
That's exactly what I want the Brewers to do to the Cubs. Get him before they do.
Well, and you guys have kind of put the stat out there before on Kimbrel. It's like, yeah, he had a couple hiccups last year, but over the long track, I mean, that's the thing that relievers have a hard time with is being consistent over a long career, and Kimbrel's done that. So, again, that's one of those aspects with him you can look at and say, okay, maybe he wants like that third or fourth year, but he's got that long-term track record. His stuff isn't, you know, over-the-top, excessive speed to where at this point you got to worry about him all of a sudden just falling off the face of the earth with his velo and movement. There's a lot of aspects to him that historically look quite good on that aspect as well, where you get a lot of people like, well, you don't get the relief of that kind of a deal. Well,
right.
He's one of those guys that's fringe. I wouldn't say Hall of Fame, but he's fringe.
Oh, yeah, he's dynamite. But let me tell you this, Matt, there are reinforcements on the way, and that is in the form of Jeremy Jeffress. And he had a second outing at AAA San Antonio for the Missions tonight. He did pitch one inning, allowed 4 hits and 3 runs.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little concerned is J.J. fully rested up yet or not. Because you don't want coming in with that arm and then you got to put it on the DL or risk something. That, when I saw that score line for him on the game tonight, that made me a little worried.
Well, I will say,
someone getting a hold of the ball at the wrong time, too.
Yeah, I'll say this, Matt. Thanks for the call, man. And you keep bringing it. Keep bringing it with this Kimbrel thing. I don't mind that at all. If you have to call me every single day until that dude either signs with the crew or signs somewhere else, I have zero problem with it. The one thing, the breakthrough that we had today is that somebody finally alluded. Sam Schmitz brought this up to me on the On Deck show today. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air. I think it was off the air. Nobody has been reporting the velocity of Jeremy Jeffress. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the main question, from spring training, is that his velo was down so far. And he makes his second outing, and I'm looking, and no one's reporting what his velocity is.
No, but Bill Schroeder, I don't know where he got the information, but hey, man. It's Fox Sports Wisconsin broadcaster So I'll tell you what he said. He said, hey, velocity back up there, 92 to 90. I think he said 92 to mid-90s or something like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, he may have gotten it from somewhere. Maybe he's got a source. And so it would be nice. Jeremy Jeffers type of guy, I think that once he gets back activated at the big league level, I'm pretty convinced he has the ability to turn the switch on.
Oh, absolutely.
That switch and just go for it. So I'm not super, super concerned by that. 799-1250. Your reaction on a Brewers Game 2 loss, they've lost 3 out of 4. They better start pitching better. They have to start pitching better. That's just the reality of it. And because the offense is doing their job.
Yeah.
The offense is picking up some slack here. Hell, they almost bailed everybody out with a victory tonight. And that would have been a huge win. I had the feeling, I got to be honest, guys, I had a feeling that the Brewers were going to win this game, even when they were down 6-0. It just felt that way. It was a weird game. It was just a strange, that's one of those old adages in and around the game of baseball. You just never know what you're going to find at any given baseball game.
Well, and especially when you're facing Matt Harvey, who, you know, historically the Brewers have just lit up, and they did it again today. You know, he only goes 4 1/3. He gave up 6 earnings to the crew. And, but like you said, the offense bailed out Peralta, almost bailed out everybody, and the Angels score their winning run on a bases loaded walk.
Yeah.
A bases loaded walk.
Yeah, and Jonathan Lucroy knocks in 3 on this team. I'll say this and kick it into some of the recap here in a Brewers 11-8 loss. In the bottom of the first inning, Freddy Peralta, nightmare. There's no doubt about it. The results are what they are. 6 hits, 6 runs. However, 4 of those 6 hits, chump, cheap, soft contact. That's going to happen. It is going to happen. The one cool thing about Freddy Peralta's outing, he didn't walk the farm here. You know, they did get some balls in play, and maybe he was too near the strike zone. But 6 runs, 6 earnings to score. The big blow, yeah, LaStella. I told you about him, man. There's 2 guys that they're the up-and-comers. Years ago, longtime listeners of this show, you know that Ryan Terrio and Mike Fontenot.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those 2 dudes?
Oh, yeah, the Riot.
Yeah, they just pester. They just, I didn't like either one of them. LaStella and Victor Caratini. Those are the next two on my list. Can't stand them.
Well, hey, at least LaStella's now hidden in the AL West.
True, true. And you won't have to face the Angels again for another 5 years after 6 games, after 4 more. Here in 2019. But soft contact off Freddy Peralta, 42 pitches in that first inning, just digging a hole and tapping into that bullpen again. Brewers do battle back with a 3 spot in the second inning, all with 2 outs, 4 consecutive hits, a base hit by Grandal, Ben Gamel. We don't need to play the highlights here, Jeff. We're all right.
Okay.
We're all right with this. Ben Gamel knocks in the first run with a double, 6-1. Aaron Perez makes it 6-2 with an RBI base hit. And Lorenzo Cain caps the scoring in that inning with an RBI double. It almost got out of there. But back to a ball game at 6-3. And I'm thinking, yeah, man, I felt it. I'm feeling it. Even down 6-0, we're all right. Peralta puts up a 0 in the bottom of the second. Simmons had a foul ball in that inning, and we talk about weird games and just strange things. You saw the wind, those of you who watched it on TV, you saw the wind blowing all the garbage around. Tom Hallion, the home plate umpire, off the bat of Andrelton Simmons, got just smoked, flush, face mask. Stayed in the game to finish that inning, but he did leave the game as the Brewers came to bat in the third inning, so some more concussion concern there. And I was all for just taking him out. Why do these people wait on things like this?
I don't know. I was going to ask you, what do you think the concussion protocol for umpires is going to be? Are they going to sit there and try to work that into their next contract? You know, do they have to go to the dark room into the umpire's locker room and follow
just
the finger and
immediately? Just what's wrong with that?
Take him
underneath. Take him into the tunnel. Go with the 3-man crew, and if he can return, then he can return. It's cool, but to go through some concussion protocol stuff right out on the field, I'm not sure I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I definitely think that they should be able to leave the field, and if they can return, that they should. I do give the umpires a lot of credit because most of those guys will try to tough it out no matter where they get hit.
Yeah.
You know, behind the plate, you get hit in the man zone. You know, those guys will stay in there and stuff. And for a bunch of fat old men, you know, they are pretty tough. So it, you know, I tip my hat to them. But, yeah, they should definitely, you know, especially when you take one right off the mask like that, you know, you got to get them off the field right away.
Yeah, so they went with the 3-man umpiring crew the rest of the ball game. Quick top and bottom of the third inning, 3-up, 3-down for both teams. 6-3 to the fourth. Mike Trout, then, you talk about a weird night. Now, he is removed from the game in the fourth inning. That is a right groin strain. And that it may indicate, you know, that type of injury. I don't know if the Angels have the day off on Thursday, do they?
I will look right
because
now.
Because if they do, there's a pretty good chance that Trout then will not play tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking. So that may be a little bit of bonus. Maybe the Brewers can salvage a victory in the series. Brewers do battle back. A couple of runs in the top of the fourth inning. Moose leads off with a walk, and Yasmani Grandal, a 2-run shot, makes the score 6-5, 440-foot blast by Grandal. Scorching hot to this point, 11 for his last 20 after starting a season 0 for 11. So they're down 6-0, and they battle all the way back to this point. It's 6-5. They had a chance to make it a tie ball game or maybe the lead. Gamble, in that same inning, was at third with just one out. Kane grounded out. Yelich struck out to end the threat right there. But 6-5, man. Angels get one right back in the bottom of that inning in the fourth. Listella strikes again. Solo shot. Yeah. We know he's a fastball hitter, so pitch him fastballs.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. You know, it's crazy.
3 1/3 for Peralta. And allows 7 earnings on 8 hits. Matt Albers enters the game 7-5 into the fifth inning. Crew takes the lead in the fifth inning, a 3 spot. After a Braun strikeout, Travis Shaw draws a walk. Aguilar flies out. But then Mike Moustakas ties the ball game at 7 with a 2-run shot. Very next hitter, Yasmani Grandal, a solo shot. They go back-to-back, 8-7. Brewers have battled not only all the way back to tie it, they battle all the way back to take the lead at 8-7. After being down 6-0 after one inning. And then you leave it up to your bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you had a short start. You leave it up to your bullpen. And I don't really blame the bullpen a ton here. They've been a little worked, if you will. Jonathan Lucroy, a 2-out RBI base hit backbreaker in the bottom of that fifth inning. That was off Matt Albers. Claudio came in to get Listella to end that inning. Albers tonight, an inning and a third in relief, giving up 1 run, 8-8 to the sixth. And amazingly, neither team scores in that sixth inning. Braun had an opportunity, 2-on-1-out, hit into a double play. That was tough. Alex Claudio, a scoreless bottom half. To the seventh, we move in a tie ball game. Brewers, nothing there. Angels retake the lead, a run in the bottom half. Claudio walks the leadoff man. His day is done. Alex Wilson comes in, allows a base hit. Then there's a wild pitch, then an intentional walk, and then a bases-loaded walk to Jonathan Lucroy, knocking in three. The former Brewer does some damage against the Crew. Feeble offense in the eighth inning for the Brewers. And the Angels get Jake Petrichka for a couple of runs, and there is your final. 11-8 as the Brewers fall to 8-4 early on through the 12 games of the 2019 championship season. You got to pitch better. And if you want to jump in here and figure out with me what really bugs you about the game of baseball, and it happened in this game for me, you can do so. 414-799-1250. Dave in Bayview, thanks for staying up late, man. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, tonight was just baseball, right? They got 150 more.
You bet.
I'm looking forward to it. The thing that bothered me was the garbage. All the garbage flying around on the field. It looked like State Fair just got let out.
How do you stop that, though, man?
Be responsible. You've never seen that at Miller Park.
Well.
Right?
Okay.
In left field, it looked like the whole warning track was like hot dog wrappers.
I think most
a Wonder Bread bag blew by in between the pitcher's mound, and they stopped the pitch.
Most of the fans at Miller Park are far more responsible as a baseball fan in a stadium than I am. Because
that was
it.
And the other thing you said, that would be hilarious if they had like one of those blue tents like on the side of the NFL. And like the umpire gets hurt, and then they got to put him underneath the blue tent.
Take him under the tent. Yeah, all right.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, you got it. 799-1250. Yeah, that garbage was interesting. It was super windy, and I mean we forget that there's a retractable at Miller Park, so it does prevent a lot of that stuff. I'm not saying that there isn't garbage laying around Miller Park, because there is.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they said on the radio that somewhere Brent Suter is freaking out
cringing,
because of
yes.
how much trash yeah. was all over the yard. But, you know, I'm obviously a big NASCAR guy, and there's lots of tracks that, you know, the wind is blowing, and these guys will get hot dog wrappers on the front of their car, which causes them to overheat and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it's nothing new for me. But, yeah, it was a bad look.
Yeah, it does look bad, but I don't know what you're going to do to prevent it, man. That's just we've had this conversation before about where do you put your garbage when you're at a ball game?
Under the seat.
Isn't that what you do?
Yep. Absolutely. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing since I was 7 years old and started going to all these games.
No, but maybe that's changed.
You can change it out whatever you want. I am throwing my peanut shells on the ground. When I'm done with my nachos, it's going underneath the seat. I'm not changing. That's part of the fun of going to the ballpark.
I tend to agree with you, but I don't know, man. We might be in the minority on that. We might be.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I'm open to change, but you got to figure couple of hot dogs, some nachos, and two or three beers. I'm literally supposed to gather all that up and walk up the stairs and find a garbage can?
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm not saying I won't. I'm just saying, is that what is expected from me now?
Well, okay, and then what's next? Are they going to have like a little one of those little, like, are they going to have a shop vac under everybody's seat and you got to sit there and, you know, you got to wipe your seat off. You got to vacuum your little area and all that kind of stuff. Come on, man. No way.
Here's what I'd like to correct in this game. Time for the correction of the game, brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. I'd like to correct walks. Walks bug me. The older I get, the more walks bug me. In Major League Baseball, the amount of walks that are happening, it's just amazing to me.
Okay.
That part I have no patience for. If I'm comprising a team, if I'm putting together a team, you have a walk problem, you can walk out the door. Because more times than not, if you look at the number of walks and you look at the number of runs allowed, they're pretty close each and every game. There's a pattern there. And I'm not saying every time you walk a guy, they score, but it recycles a lineup. It turns over a lineup a lot quicker. And they talk about the data. They talk about the data third time through an order. Walks help you get to the third time through the order quicker, and that way out goes the starter because it's this infamous third time through the order. And if he wouldn't have walked four in his outing, he may have gone another inning and got deeper into the game. So walks, I'm telling you guys, correct it. Stop walking. I'll go you one further, pipe bomb.
All right.
A leadoff walk.
Well, yeah, those are just killers. Man. Absolute killers.
All right, where are we going here? I'm sorry. I got on a time.
Let's go out to L.A. and Vincent.
Vincent, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, it's a long night for y'all, man.
I don't give a crap. What's with the garbage out there?
Hey, man, we got the Santa Ana wind. It was a windy day, man. Sometimes, any little kid, have you ever had your kid with you and you give them the napkins and you let them all go?
Sure.
Vincent, what are you guys doing out in California? It's April. Santa shouldn't be anywhere around until December, brother.
Hey, man, that's the name of the Santa Ana winds that we get real bad over here, man. It was windy. I work about like 8 miles away, and I got the winds a little bit earlier. And so when I heard on the radio it was windy over there, like, oh, man, there's a bunch of trash and, you know, napkins and anything that can fly away, it's going to fly away, man. You can put that stuff under your seat. But believe me, man, if that wind's hitting it, it's going to go flying onto the field. You know what I mean?
We
ain't dirty, though, man. Hey, I put my stuff underneath the seat, too, man. Sometimes I compact it. So if I had, like, two cups, I put the cups together. I'll put my stuff together and then put it under the seat. But, you know,
crimple up some of the paper so it doesn't get, blown all over.
Yeah, so you don't want that flying away, you know what I mean? And if they have some ketchup on it or something, it's all over the place. You don't want no ketchup on your jersey, man. Come on.
That's right.
But, hey, man.
Lady's wearing a white shirt and there's mustard and ketchup wrapper stuck to her back.
White, man. You don't want that, man. If you suck, you look like a dork the whole time, or you look like a mess. You know what I mean? Everybody looking at you, man, look at this messy guy.
No, but I remember back at County Stadium, outdoor stadium, prior to Miller Park, that there were games. Now, it wasn't this bad, not nearly as this bad, but there were games. The winds were in a certain direction. Guys, were those hot dog wrappers, before they started using, like, that foil pocket or whatever they do now, they were wrapped in just a thin white piece of paper almost. And those things, I do recall at County Stadium flying around.
Yeah, that was a fly line easily, man. And we buy the freeway, too, so the freeway's right there, right next to us, so it blows up, you know. And but, hey, I had a feeling, same thing like you, Tim Allen. I felt like when I was listening to the game, I was like, all right, my Angels are up by six. I was like, nah, man, these Brewers are different Brewers. They're not going to give up. That's still early in the game. I was surprised they kept Peralta out there. You know what I mean? And Matt Hardy, man, again, our Angels have a bad ballpark. I mean, a bad pitching period. You know what I mean? So you guys are lucky. You guys are blessed out there to have, you know, at least a better bullpen than us. But hey, it's just one of those games, man, where
It is. You going to the game? You're going to go to the game tomorrow, then, right?
Tomorrow, man. So no Trout. I don't think. You know, it says I got the update saying, you know, the groin. He's day to day. So I'm kind of a little disappointed in that. But hey, man, if y'all hit some home runs tomorrow, and my guys hit some home runs tomorrow, I'll be happy because every game I've been to. For lately, somebody's always hitting home runs. It's either my team or the other team.
Hopefully, they're the visiting team. Hey, call us tomorrow and give us a full report, all right?
For sure, man. Keep your heads up, man. I'm happy. Right. My Angels won the series. So, hey, if y'all win tomorrow, I ain't tripping. But, hey, I support both teams. All right, man.
I liked you up until that last comment. Thank you.
Hey, you guys, next week, man, next games, next series, not all Brewers, so it's all good.
Yep, there you go. All right, thanks, man. Vincent. Yep, you got it. 799-1250. Yeah, the garbage thing, I'm a little torn on it. I wasn't one to trash hotel rooms, although Steve Sparky Pfeiffer would differ with that opinion. I wouldn't trash them. I would just leave garbage laying around and stuff. I don't know. Much better at it now. Much better at a ball game now. That I will sort of make sure that there's not, like, napkins. Now, there's an example right there. Just to throw a stack of napkins underneath there, I'm aware that they could blow around.
Right, right.
So I'll put them, like, underneath the nacho container.
Yeah. You're doing your part.
Responsible?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. You want to join the conversation, 414-799-1250. As the Brewers fall in Game 2, they lose the series. This snaps a streak of 8 consecutive series victories. They still have won 15 of their last 17 series dating back to last year. They lose this series, coupled with the split in the final 2 games of the Cubs series, suddenly the 2019 championship season. Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4. They finally get their first challenge here. And we'll talk about it after the break here. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey live here in the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's wrench and go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, thanks for staying up late with us tonight as the Brewers fall 11-8. We're here no matter what, guys. You know that. I know there'll be some scheduling finagling that we're going to have to do once the Bucks get going in their playoff action. And watch for us on Facebook Live. I think we'll entertain that idea again. Those were fun last couple of years. So I appreciate you guys hanging with us. And if you want to join the conversation, 414-799-1250. Time for the Wrench and Go. Drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go. A self-service yard. Bring your own tools to access the lowest priced auto parts around. I'm not going to play the highlight because that's pretty much a standard rule on this show over the years. You don't play the other guys having fun. Tommy La Stella with the Angels already up 3-0 in the first. It's 3-run jack. Makes it 6-0. That is a tough drive of the game for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Beer Count Kenny out in West Bend. Kenny, what do you have to say this morning?
Well, here's what I have to say. One, no BC because I'm nursing this cold tonight. Okay. But nevertheless, I'll get back on that wagon. What I have to laugh about is the fact that you're talking about garbage is garbage because they didn't lose because of garbage. You get
no.
Two little fat kids on the left and on the left field and the right field line out there between innings that are sitting there waiting on foul balls to get out there and pick up some wrappers. Old Engelbert and his brother are out there throwing their hot dog wrappers all over. That's what's causing all this garbage. But nevertheless, hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you get 7 timeouts in this game, right? So you can go ahead and calm your pitching down, your pitcher down, by going out there, Grandel. They went out and they got a veteran catcher. So when you see you got a guy like Peralta, young pitcher, trying to do good things with this team, and you see that he's struggling a little bit, go out there and calm him down.
Wasn't there a mound visit, though, Kenny? I'll keep you here.
Yeah.
I thought there was an early mound visit.
Yeah, you can go out there and talk to your guy. What do you get, 7? What's the total amount of
visits? I think it's down to 5 now.
Okay, so knowing that, right, you don't want to give such a big lead up right away like you did tonight, you know, 6 runs. And that's tough on any offense, but this Brewer team battled back. You got Grandal and Moustakas, who kept this team literally in the game.
Yeah.
And when you got to that point, like you said, I felt that they were going to come back and win this game.
You just had that feeling that it was a weird night, and hell, they had the lead mid-game.
Yep, and you know, like with Peralta, the kid's got a great fastball, it tails away, so on and so forth. But, Tim, you got to agree – the kid's got to work on a big breaking ball. He's got to work on another pitch in addition to having a good changeup if this kid is going to be successful in this league. He's got the goods, but they got to work with him a little more because you could see he was sweating profusely out there. You got to get out there and talk to this kid and calm him down a little bit. Same thing with the middle relief. You know, when you got in there and Jake Patryka, first time we've seen him, but it would have been a good time to take one of those mound visits with him as well when they were struggling a little bit. So don't be afraid to use your timeouts. It's early in the season. Stearns, I say this last year and I say it again this year, trust in Stearns. They're going to make some moves. They realize they got issues with pitching. When you're averaging, and I don't know what the total runs are that they're averaging on offense, offense isn't the issue. Your issues all lie within your pitching.
No, and the offense not the issue, Kenny. And really, the offense hasn't clicked on all cylinders yet, and they're still not the problem.
And that's correct. You know, you are
that's a good sign.
Struggling Shaw and Jesus, and those guys are struggling a little bit. But, hell, we're only 10 games in, I mean, or 12 games, whatever it is. So losing their first series of the year isn't the end of the world. It's a long season. We're going to be here many nights together, and you're not going to see any more nights, God willing, that I'm on the BC and zero.
Okay, good deal. Thanks, man. Beer Count Kenny shut out for the first time tonight. It's a final.
Yeah, that's brutal.
799-1250. The walks. You walked six in the ball game as a pitching staff. You walked five out of your bullpen. And you only pitched eight of the nine innings.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even have to fill the ninth inning. You walk six. Walks just bug me, man. They do. They always will, and it's always a recipe for disaster, guys. It is. Let's go to Chase. Chase, you're on the Fan. What's happening? 11-8, Brewers fall.
Yeah, man. Hey, what a roller coaster of a game that was, huh?
Yeah, you know what? You felt it, though, right? I mean, if you're a Brewers fan, man, you felt that it was just there was just something in the air. And it turns out your instinct was right, if that's what you were feeling, because they had the lead 8-7.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, just to come back down is 6-0. I mean, we have the offense this year, guys. You know, I mean, kind of encouraging. You can take some positives out of this for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're doing this offensively in essence without Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar.
I know, hitting 154, Travis Shaw and Aguilar 111, just looked it up a second ago. I mean, it's pretty incredible. You know, if those guys get going, which everyone's saying it's a long season, and it is, you know, I mean, we could be even better. And I thought also, too, Ben Gamel, he's kind of showing me something. I'm kind of one of those fans that kind of quick to jump on the GM, you know, when you see Domingo putting up these crazy numbers, you know, out in Seattle, and they're kind of like, oh, shoot, maybe we got rid of the – you know, the wrong time. And I know the whole reason, the left-handed and the defense and all that, but it's nice to see Ben Gamel start to produce a little bit, yeah?
Yeah,
oh, big time.
He's already up to 273, and he struggled mightily coming out of the gate. So,
yeah, Chase, where are you at, man?
You know what? I'm actually in California. I'm actually going to be at the game tomorrow in Anaheim. So, Brewer fan in California. The family's from Wisconsin. Kind of actually in West Dallas, New Berlin area, kind of I think where the studio is at, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool, Chase. Well, give us a full report after the game tomorrow, will you?
Yeah, you got it. Hey, and hopefully I don't see any fans getting in fights, right?
I'll yeah, you got to give us the fight report, too.
I listen every day to you guys, so I'm on track with what you guys are talking about. So, hey, one last thing. That bullpen, a couple callers hit on it before, and the last one, You kind of think we got to add somebody, right? I mean, taking all that talent out from last year, it's just not looking the same.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same right now, and I think the bullpen could evolve, but it may have to be with a guy from the outside the organization, not just Jeremy Jeffress. It might just. All right, Chase. Hey, man, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, nice Brewers fan there in California.
Absolutely. What a great call. Now we got two Brewers insiders both hanging out in L.A., so got to love it.
Yeah. We got Vincent and now Chase. Yeah, I like that. 799-1250 as the Brewers fall. You know, the encouraging thing, he's right that there are some good things that came out of this that, you know, people tend to, you know, just look at the loss. And I think baseball, you got to look inside the game a little bit. You know, you're going to lose a bunch of games in a season. You will. Promise you. Don't care where you're at, who you root for. Your team is going to lose a bunch of baseball games this year.
Well, yeah, we touched on it last night. You know, they said, you know, now the Brewers are at 8-4, okay? But you got Shaw, you got Jesus, Ryan Braun, after going 0-4
starting
tonight.
To come down.
He's down to .225.
Yep.
You know, Eric Thames is hitting deuce, .242 out of Orlando. So you've got guys that are struggling mightily, and you've won two-thirds of your games.
And your offense looks decent overall. It does.
Absolutely.
It does. This Ben Gamble thing, I'll tell you, talked about it a little bit on the On Deck show today. I want to get to that after the break here, because Wade Miley and Domingo Santana, would they be helping out this Brewers team and making a difference here this year? I know one of them wouldn't. They'd be about the same. But one might, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about Ben Gamble and why it's a better play for a player like that for this specific roster. Not across the board, not another team, but this particular team specifically, it does play well for Ben Gamble. And we'll explain after the break here. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Jeff Orlowski, Sam Schmitz is here. Brewers 11-8 loss. They had the lead 8-7 in the fifth inning after being down 6-0. But then things got away from them, and they fall today in game two of this three-game set. They lose the series. Got to try and salvage tomorrow. We'll be back here on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, Brewers, I don't know if the trend is good or bad. I mean, in one regard, it's good. They're putting up a lot of runs. But in another, it's bad because they're giving up a lot of runs. Being in all these slugfest-type games, man, things got to settle down. They're just, the reality comes to this, they're going to have to pitch better. And it probably is going to have to come from within. These guys are going to have to, Freddy Peralta's and Woodruff's and Burns and, you know, thank goodness for Chacin and Davies. I mean, you're seeing where the experience comes in. But you're going to have to settle things down. If you're going to operate the bullpen the way you've been deploying these guys, they're going to have to do better. And, you know, it's good that Jeremy Jeffress is going to be on his way back here pretty quick. I would say within the next 2 weeks, you're going to see him in a Brewers uniform, probably at Miller Park on the next homestand is what we're hearing. But they're going to have to step up a little bit. They're still sort of finding their way. I mean, Craig Counsell has to look at some of these newer guys and really, figure out where the best fit for Alex Wilson is, where the best fit for some of these guys are. Alex Claudio, I think, has fallen into a little bit of a pocket there. It's somewhat situational, but a guy that can provide length as well.
Yeah, so we need consistency, Tim. And, we thought that Alex Wilson, especially after, you know, like the first series, that he was going to be pretty much once, when you knew that Jeffress and Knable were out, you thought Wilson, after the St. Louis series, was going to be your number two guy, number three with Albers, 2-3 out of the pen. And he's been consistently inconsistent.
Yes. And speaking of Matt Albers, everyone's going to freak out. He gave up another run. I hear this probably more so than most any other topics around Brewers baseball in my personal life. And that is, Matt Albers sucks. He's horrible. And that's just not the case, guys. This guy's a veteran. He's not going to be the one to blow up here. Maybe a Petrichka, maybe a Wilson, who knows? But I personally don't believe it's going to be Matt Albers. We'll get to the Ben Gamel conversation here in just a second. If you want to jump in here, it's 414-799-1250. Craig Counsell, after the team, scores a lot of runs but gives up more in a loss to the Angels.
I mean, look, we were back in the game. It was the fifth inning. There's a long way to go, so... You know, we made a great comeback, being down 6-0 and coming back right away with getting some runs and gave ourselves a chance for a couple innings. But, we gave up 11 runs. I mean, that's just too many, and you're not going to win a lot of games at all giving up 11.
How much did the walks in the last two innings affect what they were able to do?
Yeah, I mean, the walks hurt us, you know, six walks again tonight. You know, a couple leadoff walks, especially. Obviously, those are the ones that hurt us tonight. Those both came around to score in the seventh and the ninth and the eighth. So, those were the two big runs at the end there.
When you look at their lineup, maybe Listella might be the last guy you would think would hurt you with the long ball.
He's not known definitely for power, but he put put charge in the two balls tonight for sure. Both balls hit really well, so. He's done a good job. He's locked in pretty good.
Craig, when Freddie has trouble, it's almost always the first inning. We talk all the time about he doesn't give up hits, and tonight he just gave up.
Yeah, tonight was a little different. We had two outs, and it's looking pretty good in the first inning, and then just a bunch of balls. You know, it wasn't until the Pujols ball was hit good, and obviously the Stella balls hit good, but they just put some balls in front of outfielders and on the ground and uncharacteristically. So, we just weren't able to make a pitch to get out of the inning.
As Monty then kind of started it in the next inning, all those two out hits.
Yeah, no, I mean the first nine runs of the game were with two outs, so it was. We were right back in it. Obviously 6-3 in the second. We're going to the third inning and. Freddie put up a couple zeros, but in the end it was we came back. But like I said, there was a long way to go, and they did a good job of keeping putting some pressure on us.
Does it feel like you're having trouble finding enough guys in the bullpen to get the job done right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's when we're going to the bullpen in the fourth, there's a lot of guys that have to have a good night. I think that's how you put it. And you don't think in a bullpen in the fourth inning, you don't expect zeros the rest of the night. That's not going to happen. I think getting more out of the starter tonight was, what we needed.
What about your offense against their bullpen? Not much happened. You had those tremendous early innings and then got quiet the last several.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they did a nice job. Their bullpen's pitching really well. They got a couple guys throwing the ball well.
Yeah, there he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers lost tonight, 11-8 final, game two of this three-game set, interleague play against the Los Angeles Angels. Last five games, there's been a four runs given up, two runs given up, and there's been a 10-run output for the opponent, an 11-run output for the opponent, and a, 14-run output. Three of the five games, 10, 11, and 14. Can we knock it off? You're going to have some pitching here. And you heard it from Craig Counsell there. You got to pitch better, and the walks kill you. And they did tonight, for sure. Six walks all told in the eight innings, only one by Freddie Peralta, and that might be a good sign, something to at least build on. Soft contact early did impact a number of those runs early on for Freddie Peralta, so I would refrain from making a rash decision on Peralta early. Just through three starts here, he came in 1-1, 327, so we need to wait and see on that. But 8-4, that's their record. They got to salvage a game tomorrow. Ben Gamel, the acquisition from Seattle, and yes, one of our callers did say, you look on the stat line for Domingo Santana, and you say, man, pack him in, into this line. Where are you going to play him? Where are you going to play Domingo Santana but once, maybe twice a week on a start, but once a week on a start for sure? He doesn't play well in the sense of how they would utilize him. They needed a guy that is versatile, can play all three outfield positions, tailor-made for this team. Braun, Yelich, and Kane are going to get the lion's share, obviously, and you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
But on the off days, you give Domingo that start. On the off days, you give Ben Gamel that start, or you can go HP or Thames, so you're covered there. But what Ben Gamel does provide is that little scat back mentality. That dude on a double switch, that dude, you know, a lefty bat off the bench, a guy that can run around a little bit, plays stellar defense. I mean, that versatility is just a better fit for this baseball team this year than Domingo Santana is.
Yeah, he's like an energy guy in a game of basketball that you bring in off the bench, just gets everybody kind of going, like you said, can flash the leather. And, you know, Domingo Santana, he needs to play every single day. So he can find his rhythm and try to, you know, stay in it, and he's getting the everyday starts now, and he's playing very well. But like you said, there's no way that he's going to play two games a week and put up the numbers that he's putting up now.
No, he did fall into a pocket last year, Santana did, with a guy off the bench. Man, he was outstanding down the stretch and into the postseason even. He really did do a nice job. But I think that in large part was based on the I guess, mojo that was going on with this baseball team as a whole. It was just adrenaline going, and I just don't think that he would be tremendously successful in that role. That being said, will Eric Thames be successful in that role? Because it's a sort of a similar situation where not real versatile off the bench. He will get the start, you know, once, maybe twice a week. And does Eric Thames need that same sort of deployment to get in there and have five starts a week, six starts a week? We're gonna find out. Zeus definitely is going to open the door a little bit for additional playing time for Eric Thames unless he starts hitting. And so we have to wait and see a little bit to see what happens. The roles were literally reversed last year for Zeus and Thames.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You know, Thames, he hit 2 3-run bombs over the weekend, and both of them came in pitch hit situations. When he has started games this year, he looks completely lost at the plate. He pinch hit for HP today. He did go 0-for-1, but it was a line out. So it seems like he gets better lumber on the ball coming off the bench than he does when he plays the whole game.
You figure that, you know, when you give up 10, 11, and 14 runs in three of your last five games, I mean, that those numbers are pretty staggering.
Mm-hmm.
They really shouldn't be 8-4 when they're pitching like this.
Right.
They really shouldn't be. So you do have a bonus in that regard, that all cylinders for sure. Some guys are, and you want it that way. The deal in baseball is if everyone's hitting at one time, you know something bad is coming soon, because then they can all shut off like a faucet together, and then you're really going to struggle. So you want it to be staggered a little bit that way. I'm not concerned about that offense really at all, still to this point. Just not concerned. You're going to see games like this. You're going to see, we talked about it last week, maybe over the weekend. They battle. These dudes battle. They're going to battle you all game long, and it's pressure on those guys. Think about it, if you're a pitcher on the other team, and all of a sudden you say, okay, whew, got through this portion of the order. And then it's Moustakas, Grandal, and, you know, an HP. I mean, you're still not out of the woods.
Right.
Up and down that lineup. Now they do have to, you would assume that Shaw and Zeus are going to get things together and get going. Bronny, somewhat scuffling as of late, but, you know, not a huge concern for him. But the other two, man, you would assume that they're going to get going, and when they do, look out, because things are going to happen. Lower portion of the order for this team as of late, been doing a dynamite job. We're seeing why Grandal is being paid what he's paid.
Absolutely.
A couple of homers tonight. He's absolutely on fire. I didn't realize it. He's got this kind of stick, man. You know, they had said when they acquired him that he's one of the better, if not the best, hitting catcher in the game. Now he's proven it now.
Yeah.
He's up there. He for sure is up there. 799-1250 if you want to jump aboard with us. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Some good folks over there. You need some work done. Please check out GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. I would say that the stat, it's not necessarily the game here. But twofold with the are you kidding me moment of the game. One is three of the last five games you've given up double-digit runs, 10, 11, and 14. And then the other would be just the weird nature of this baseball game tonight. It just was a strange, strange night. And it just felt like something was going to happen. And it certainly wasn't going to be a no-hitter. Not with Peralta and Harvey going at it. With garbage flying around, somebody's up 6-0, you come back, it's you know, 6-3, then it's 6-5, and then it's, you know, 7-5, and then it's 8-7, and a back and forth affair, a little bit going on. You had an umpire that was removed to concussion protocol, I would assume. I haven't gotten the official announcement of that, but I would assume it's concussion protocol. And you have Mike Trout, one of, if not the single best player in all of the game of baseball, leaves after three innings of this one. You have runs scoring, you got a bunch of walks, you got a bunch of relievers. It's just a crazy, crazy, are you kidding me, kind of game. And that's with GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Do you want a break, Jeff? Is that what we want to do here?
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll get a sports flash, and then you know, we can hear from Jake Petrichka coming back. And I still want to answer your question about what you hate about the game right now, because obviously, you know, you've forgotten more baseball than I know. But I'm going to take pretty much the complete opposite side of your argument.
Okay, very good. If you want to chime in here, 799-1250. Hey, we're hanging out. It's 2 in the morning. Who cares? It's
absolutely.
Brewers baseball, and we're talking about it. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Tim Allen, Jeff Orlowski, Sam Schmitz has an update. Some interesting news in Lakerland, so stick around for that and more next on The Fan.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
11-8 final. Brewers fall in game two of this three-game set. Tim Allen and Jeff Orlowski, Sam Schmitz, and you guys, if you want to chime in. You got a few minutes left. We're going to hear from Jake Petrichka. Baby Tausch and I had a chance to have a conversation with Jake down in Arizona. Good dude. Good dude. So we do ask him the official pronunciation of his last name.
Yep. Hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yes.
I sat there. I was listening to Chuck and Winkler weekdays 6 to 10 here on The Fan, and they were calling him Petrichka. And stuff like that. So I texted Bart. I was like, straight from his mouth, here's how it's pronounced, and phonetically sent that to him.
Nice.
So
who got lit up? Well, number one, tonight, Freddie Peralta. He did 3 1/3, 8. Hits given up and 7 earned runs. He did get a no decision, so a little bonus there. Did only walk one, but he was lit up, something fierce. The Brewers' bullpen didn't fare that much better. as they allowed four runs. So they're going to have to settle things in as well. Yeah, who got lit up? Yeah, Freddie Peralta, a tough one. Let's see. So we're going to hear from Jake Patrycja coming up. But right now, we started out the show with kind of what don't you like about baseball. There's some things, and not to be super negative, but, you know, the commissioner of baseball has a lot of challenges because I think the game as a whole is trying to re-find itself. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. I'm no fan of Rob Manfred, so if you're looking for an unbiased opinion, you're not going to get it from me.
No, I agree with you. There's just something about him. I don't know. I hope he does a great job. I really do because I love the game of baseball, and there's certain aspects of the game that I absolutely adore. I mean, I love it, love it, love it. It's still 60 feet 6 inches. All right, we'll start right there. Don't change that.
No.
Why would you even consider changing that?
It's so stupid. You know, I don't think there's been a commissioner in any sport that hates his sport more than Rob Manfred hates baseball. I'm not kidding, Tim. I'm not kidding. Every single thing that's being discussed makes no sense. The three batter minimum for relievers. I hate that. The Chase Utley rule, the Buster Posey rule. I hate those. Starting extra innings out with a guy on second base. I hate that. It's just none of this makes any sense. You're changing the game drastically, and I don't think it needs a drastic change.
No, it doesn't, and I agree with you. The mound visit rules, the instant replay tweaking here and there, there's all sorts of things that has it really improved the game to the point where we've seen a dramatic increase in attendance, merch sales, ratings, things of that nature? I don't believe so. I see some attendance figures just dropping. Maybe you go back to what made you successful. Maybe hang your hat on the heritage of baseball that you are immune to the change, that we're going to stay here because this has always been the way it is. Now, there are certain things that I guess you have to address. Safety is one thing because these dudes are a lot more powerful than they were 40 years ago. They just are. That's the reality of it, Jeff, and you know that. There's training that has beefed these guys up to the point where they're football players playing baseball, and there's just so much more power and strength in the game that when it comes to safety, I'm all for taking a look at things like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, expanding the nets for the fans, the whole wraparound on the batting helmet and stuff. So if you know, to prevent you from getting hit in the face, you know, all that kind of stuff is fine. But when you're changing fundamental things about the game, that's when I have a serious, serious problem with it.
And maybe it is due in large part, you know, I'm not a big fan of walks on the mound. I have no patience for a lot of walks. And I get if you're getting squeezed, I get you miss a call here or there by the umpire. By the way, did you see that study that came out? That umpires are missing 14 to 20% of calls per game, and the younger umpires are more accurate than the older dudes. I think that's really interesting.
It is. It is. But you know, there's nothing that's going to change these guys. You know, it is tough when you sit there and when you study what these umpires go through to get to the major league level and how little they're paid going up through their entire careers. And it takes them 45 years to make it to the big leagues and stuff like that. There's no way these old guys are going to go away and go away quietly. You know, you have awful umps, Joe West and Angel Hernandez and, you know, those kind of guys that should have been fired years ago. But there's no way that these guys are going to go quietly because they straight up suffer coming up in the minor leagues, they're not making any money at all almost. It's brutal.
The study went on to say that a lot of these calls, a good chunk of them, are missed on counts that have two strikes in it, which I think is pretty interesting, too, that you know, that's the time you got to get them right.
It is, and that's a time where the batters used to expand what you're looking for, you know, strike zone wise, and the umps, I think, you know, used to give it an extra inch and a half on each side of the plate with two strikes, because baseball historically tells you that you need to cover the plate when you have two strikes on you. Nowadays, it's not so much.
It's just funny when you think about it, and I know that. First of all, Jeff Levering, I think, is awesome on the air. But I heard him talking during the game today about when the umpire was removed from the game, that now the hitters have to refigure out the new umpire's strike zone.
Uh-huh.
Now, again, it sounds cool to say that. It sounds like, hey, man, that's the game of baseball, and that's where you're going to have to do your homework and the. But in the grand scheme, in the macro level, how ridiculous is that?
I love
that. That is amazingly ridiculous.
I love
not
it.
Not what he said, that you have to think that way in the game of baseball.
Yeah, I love it.
The strike zone is the strike zone, though. It can't be different for this guy, and then another umpire has a different strike zone. This is stupid. It's just, then why write the rules? Just say, hey, man, strike zone is to be determined by the umpire that day.
But this goes back to what we were talking about last night with the different dimensions in the ballpark. You know, this one is the human element. Now, the only way that you could sit there and make sure that everybody's strike zone is the exact same is going with an electronic strike zone, and I am 1,000,000% against that.
I would entertain a little bit of that. I would. I'd have to do a little more thinking and see how it was going to function. I don't understand how certain umpires can miss certain calls in the most key moments of games. And it's mainly, Jeff, let's be honest, it's mainly on ball strike calls.
Right.
For the most part, plays at second, first, wherever, catches, no catches. It's pretty much taken care of to be what's right is right. But it's the strike, no strike that has an issue. So you, speaking of strikes, that's one thing you don't like about baseball. You were telling me strikeouts?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Brewers, they've got 21 strikeouts already in these first two games of this series. Almost half of their outs have been strikeouts. And, you know, I know that this is the new way that baseball is with launch angle, and strikeouts aren't bad anymore. That used to be the worst way to get out. And now no one cares how many times they strike out in a season, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, it should.
People sit there and they talk about pace of play. It should be amount of action per game. When you're striking out, the ball's not getting in play. There's no action at all. You know, I understand in the World Series and the playoffs, you got two guys on and nobody out. You know, you're going for a strikeout. And I understand it, and that's great. And, you know, you get one, and then you get a double play to end an inning. It, you know, that's exciting. But when you're sitting here in the beginning of April, and, you know, these guys are just walking up there and walking right back to the dugout time after time after time, that just it's boring, and it drives me nuts.
Strikeouts continue to rise. Singles continue to fall.
Yeah.
And that's the trend that's been going on in baseball. No question about it. Brewers fall tonight 11-8. Who's hot and who's not? And we're going to focus a little bit more on the not real quick here. Hot, Yasmani Grandal. Wow. After starting out 0-for-11, rattles off then, what, 12 of his next 22, and has his average well over 300, 364.
Yeah.
You look at the other dudes, though, man, and namely who's not, Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar. There are others, but Zeus hitting .154. Travis Shaw, I don't believe I've ever seen him in a stretch this bad. He's hitting .111. Not good for Travis Shaw in this series thus far in the two games, 0 for 8 with 7 strikeouts. He does have a walk. Wow, Travis needs to get it together for sure. Who's Hot, Who's Not tonight brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. He made his Brewers debut tonight, Jake Petrichka. And Baby Tosh and myself had a chance to talk to him. We'll hear from him next inside the clubhouse here on the show. And really no time left for calls, but we appreciate you staying up. What time is it here?
2:23.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. We'll be back on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, they're going to have to salvage a game in this three-game set in the road trip. Not off to a great start. 3 in L.A. to face the Angels, 3 in L.A. to face the Dodgers, and they're 0-2 in the first two. Salvage a game and see what you can do over the weekend against the Dodgers. Spark of the game brought to you by Current Electric. And I would say it's Yasmani Grandal. Couple of home runs in this ball game, and he is just, something else right now, man. I can't wait till there's a large degree of these guys that get going. It's going to be a machine of offense. It is, and we'll see stretches of that. I'm convinced of it. Let's go inside the clubhouse. Just a little throwback almost. Jake Petrichka had his Brewers debut today out of the bullpen, and he's a guy the Brewers acquired, was in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. Numbers are decent. I mean, he's a guy that's been there and he's done this before. I suspect again he'll get on somewhat of a decent role as well at the very least. But Baby Tosh and I had a conversation with him just about a month ago in Arizona.
Tim and Tosh in the Brewers clubhouse. We're going to have you introduce the pronunciation of your name to Brewers fans.
Jacob Petrichka.
Petrichka.
Yes.
Nice Polish name right there.
Yes.
How you feeling? Everything good?
Yeah, feeling good. Just excited about the way spring's going and being back in the full swing of things.
And getting ready to go into a bullpen that has been dynamite.
Yes, no, very good bullpen. Just looking to contribute any way I can.
And what have you picked up from the team and the guys that were out in that bullpen last year so far in camp? And Yaz, the new catchers that you guys got?
I mean, just the support of going out there and getting outs whenever. This isn't the traditional 7th, 8th, 9th inning guys. This is when the outs are needed, we're going to put who we feel can get the best out. So just the way they all embody that is amazing.
Yeah, you're right. And when that phone rings, it could be the 4th, it could be the 8th for you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the mentality of being ready no matter what and the trust of knowing whoever's down there can get the job done.
Okay, so how do the new digs compare to places you've been elsewhere?
Oh, I mean, this is amazing. I mean, you can't beat brand new ever. So that's already a first plus, but they did an awesome job on the layout and everything, so been really enjoying it.
And when you get to Miller Park, I think your game plays well there, ground ball pitcher.
Yeah, no, I like to think ground balls are always the best outcome. Obviously, strikeouts are fun, but if it results in a lot of fly balls, in my history, fly balls tend to leave the yard. But, yeah, keep it on the ground, let the defense do their work.
Yeah. And for the adjustment part of that, obviously the launch angle craze, everybody uses that as a short term for it. But keeping the ball on the ground, like you said, that's a tried and true way of getting outs and staying in the big leagues.
Absolutely. I mean, that if you're a ground ball pitcher, you've always got a chance to have a job somewhere just because any one pitch can be two outs. It's not just a quick punch out. Yeah, you got one. No, one ground ball, you got two.
Yeah.
Innings over all of a sudden.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt your background, you're a Midwest guy, I noticed.
Yep.
Northern Illinois?
No, well, that's something I've been fighting for years. I actually was born in Northfield, Minnesota.
Oh, it's Minnesota.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, put Northfield, Illinois, and it's something I have not been able to change since
any bio that you've had?
Yeah, it kind of just keeps following me around, and it's something that I've brought up. It gets changed for a little bit, and then somehow it sneaks back to it. So wow. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, so Viking fan?
Yes.
Okay. Kirk Cousins fan?
I think he's got the talent. Maybe just a little more time in the pocket. He's a pocket quarterback,
right.
And I felt last year he didn't have enough time that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's just a philosophy. They made it work for a while, and then defense has made that adjustment. So who knows how this year can go.
So you ever play football?
I played until 10th grade. I was okay. Real skinny in high school, so it didn't go well for me.
I was going to say, you filled out a little. It looked like you played some linebacker, yeah, maybe like tight end or something.
Yeah, if I would have had this size, but I was actually a better hockey player. So
okay, nice.
I played hockey, and like I said, I was real skinny in high school, so that didn't go well for football.
We got to get this guy out to an Admirals game, Timmy.
There you go.
We got to get you out to an Admirals game, skate around with the minor league team up in Milwaukee a little bit.
It's been a few years since I put on the skates, so I wouldn't look so good anymore.
They keep trying to get me to skate. I say no chance.
Yeah, not a chance. And then you go.
No, that's not going
to
work.
You go to Indiana State then, and
well,
you go
Iowa
to
Western
college
for
route?
2 years, and then Indiana State.
Okay, what's Iowa Western? Is that JC?
Yep, community college in right on the border of Council Bluffs and Omaha, Nebraska. It's actually okay. In Council Bluffs, but it was very good. Coach Reardon down there, he's got one heck of a program going, and he's only built it bigger since I left.
Yeah, and have they communicated, Counts and these guys, communicated to you toward the end of camp here, anything at all, any indication?
Just keep doing your thing, and as far as I know, everything will take care of itself. I mean, that's how baseball works. Just you get caught up in other things. Next thing you know is your play suffers.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready for a season no matter where it's going to be, and that's all I can do.
Jake Petrichka. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right, Dynamite, thanks for the time.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun. Baby Taos and myself chatting with Jake Petrichka. I get used to that name. I think he'll be at the very least, a back-and-forth guy. But I think he'll be a little bit more than that. A ground ball pitcher at Miller Park is going to play well, and we'll see. But just some friendly customer service advice. Don't walk guys.
Yeah.
Bullpen guys that walk guys don't make a lot of money. I'd like to see that young man make a lot of money.
Well, after what we've seen out of the bullpen the last few games, I think Petrichka has a long way to go before he's the first one that's being talked about getting shipped down.
You might be right. All right, that's going to do it for us. You guys have a great night. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Hey, thanks for staying up with us. I do appreciate that. And those of you listening on the podcast, hey, man, keep downloading. It helps everybody. You guys get the show, and you don't have to stay up all night like 2:30 in the morning as we are sitting right here. Tomorrow night, it's game 3, and the Brewers got to salvage a game in this series. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show will get you ready at 8, and after the last pitch, of course, you make the switch. We'll meet you right here in the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios for the Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. By the way, the Admirals, there are some tickets left for Saturday's final home game. So, and then there's a concert. Billy Currington is a pretty big-sized, I mean, not physically, but in terms of stature in the business, country singer. So check that out on Saturday. For Jeff Orlowski, Sam Schmitz, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great morning, and we'll see you later tonight.
And we smile. Hope it's tonight.
Yeah, and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.